it would appear to be very obvious now from the findings that are coming from Donegal that Ireland is certainly not well served enough by sunshine for us to depend on that source alone for our vitamin D. And it's realistic, therefore, to assume that the only sensible thing is for Irish population for to supplement using vitamin D supplements, for to make sure that we top up our levels and maintain our health. And obviously that's going to have implications for osteoporosis, bone health, but also of course you have wider issues like mood and sleep being affected by vitamin D as well.
And indeed it can be argued that taking food supplements would be far healthier for yourself rather than going out in the sun.
Well, look, at certainly sporadic exposure in the sun can be dangerous, whereby when we're not used to very much sunshine and then suddenly getting a lot of exposure can be dangerous. Burning is certainly not a good idea for anyone's skin. Of course, exposure to sunshine is a great way to get access to vitamin D, and no one's arguing that. But unfortunately, in Ireland, with the variable nature of our weather, that's not really practical for many, many people. It's vital that the whole idea of taxing food supplements be scrapped, because this shows just how everyday people actually depend on supplements in some cases for a practical access to nutrients like vitamin D, which are so essential for health.